The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There. So hello and welcome to this edition of Happy Hour. Lovely to be with you. So for today's theme, what I want to guide us through with the meditation, maybe the theme that I've been reflecting on today is that, with the metta phrases, with the classical loving kindness phrases, the first phrase being, may I be safe from inner and outer harm, or may you be safe from inner and outer harm. Second one, may you be happy. Third one, may you be healthy. Fourth one, may you have ease. May your life flow with ease, etc. So variations on these. And the first one is so interesting because the idea of safety, inner safety, inner harm. And what does it mean to have safety from inner and outer harm? Outer harm we kind of know, but what's inner harm? Well, it's the harm that we cause ourselves through our thinking, through our resentment, through our anger, through all the ways that we cause ourselves pain. And in fact, if we really think about it, the inner harm that we often cause is greater than the outer harm of the outer elements. Even if there is outer harm, if there is the sense of inner safety that we create through our loving heart, that is really the biggest gift, biggest safety. So leading up to the punchline that as I was meditating today, what the words that came up for me were, a loving heart is the biggest protection. A loving heart is the biggest protection. A heart that is loving is at peace, has this protection of kindness, love internally, externally. I'll give you a couple of simple examples. I was just traveling. I was on a plane on Saturday and sitting next to a friend, and stewardess, the attendant, seemed like she was not very friendly at all. In fact, quite rude. And it would have been really easy to get angry. And so I just turned, I mean, for me, it was a sense of, oh, she's having a really tough day. This human being is having a really hard day. So I turned to my friend and said, you know, she's having a tough day. And she said, oh, that's a charitable way to think about it. And by just this kindness, but which is natural from practicing metta for as long as I've been practicing, just to have a kindness and said, oh, well, why is she acting this way? Now I'm going to be mean to her because she's been mean to me. Just like, you're right. It then you're fuming, or I would be fuming, and she would be fuming, and my friend would be fuming. And it's just so much suffering, so much suffering. And so many examples, you know, I'm sure you can think of examples in your life that if you have a charitable view of yourself, a charitable view of others, kindness, friendliness, of not just humans, but conditions, there is a sense of ease, there is a protection, there is less suffering in the heart and mind. So that's the invitation that I have for today's practice, and I will lead a simple loving kindness, and we'll see what arises. So with that as a preamble, let's arrive in our bodies. arriving in this moment. Arriving in this body, in this moment in time. Letting go of thoughts, letting go of whatever has come before. No need. Let's just simply sit and be, turning awareness towards the breath. The simplicity of the breath being breathed in and out. If there are stories coming up right now, let's make a conscious choice to put them down. Yes, we can. We can always pick them up later. Thank you, story. I'm going to sit you down. I'll pick you up later. I'm going to give my heart, my whole body. Surrender, take refuge in this moment's practice. Letting the breath fill you up. Letting awareness of the body, awareness of the breath sensations in the body fill you up. Leave no room because it is so delicious just to attend. To the sensations of the breath within this body. This breath here, now, so simple. As if you're opening your arms wide, your heart wide, receiving the breath. Wholeheartedly receiving the breath. In the body, receiving this breath with open, wide open arms. Yeah, we open our heart, our arms a little wider, this figurative open arms receiving the breath in this moment. This moment that keeps arising and passing, this impermanent moment, can we receive the breath right here? In this body, in this moment, all of it, wholeheartedly. What does a gesture of arms wide open feel like for you in your heart? This receptive stance. I'd like to invite you to bring to mind someone who's dear to you, someone who's easy. There's easy relationship, kindness, goodwill that you have for them, and bring to mind something in their life that they're having a little bit of challenge with. Not the biggest, hardest thing, not the 100-pound weight, but 10 or 20 pounds, something that's a little challenging. Maybe just like me, they're aging. So, oh yeah, we're all aging. Or something else. And wishing them well, wishing them ease, seeing that they do have some challenges in their lives, and wishing them ease. May you be free from this challenge. May you have ease in the midst of this challenge, acknowledging the difficulty and sharing your goodwill. Your good wishes, your kindness for this person in your life, for this being. Could be a pet or a child. May you have ease in your heart, your body, and your mind. Dear being, maybe just simply considering the daily stress of life, living life has stress. So not going again for the 100-pound weight, but staying in your mind. It's important in this particular practice to stay with light stresses. Wishing you ease with the unfolding of your life. I wish you well. I wish you ease. I care for you. Feeling the goodwill, the care you have for this being. Simple phrases. I wish you well. I wish you ease. Or simply, I care for you. Well, I'd like to invite you, either with this dear being you've been sharing your friendliness, your good wishes, the kindness of your heart, either with this being or another being with whom you have just some minor irritation, very minor. Again, don't go for the 100-pound weight, go for the 10 or 20. When you have a minor irritation with, could be the same friend, same dear being, or someone else. Again, minor. I'm bringing this minor irritation on. Maybe they didn't return your phone call or your message, or they said something insensitive. Again, not huge, just two or three or four on the scale of 10. And consider that this being, just like me, they're not perfect. They're a work in progress. And there might be other things going on in their life that I'm not quite aware of. They have challenges, they have difficulties, they have maybe insecurities, they have whatever it is. They have pain in their body, pain in their heart, whatever it might be that you may not even be aware of. It's not all about me. It's not all about you. From just the same way that I have challenges in my life, this person, this being has challenges in their lives. From this place of common humanity, wishing them well. May you have ease with whatever challenges you might be having. I wish you well. I wish you well. This generosity of the heart, opening the heart wide with generosity of goodwill. It doesn't cost you anything to be kind, generous in your heart, in your mind, in this moment. I wish you well. I wish you ease with whatever is happening in your life. Stepping outside of yourself. being generous, just feel good, being generous with kindness, with goodwill, with good wishes, like you're giving them gifts of goodwill. They don't even know it. They don't even know you're wishing them well. You're wishing them ease. You're an anonymous benefactor, just generous. I wish you well. I wish you ease. You're the secret Santa. Giving wishes, secret wishes of well-being and kindness. I wish you well. I wish you ease. No expectations. Anonymous generosity of heart. If the mind starts to wander, bring this being, this person you have a little bit of irritation, or you had a bit of irritation, back into your heart space. And seeing your common humanity, they have challenges in their life just as I do. And I may not even know what they are. I wish you well. I wish you ease, fellow human. How does it feel to be generous, anonymously generous with your kindness, with your heart? And as we bring this meditation to a close, offering yourself kindness, appreciation for showing up, for cultivating your heart and mind. Towards kindness, generosity, care, compassion. These protective qualities, both for our own sake and the sake of others all around us. May all beings everywhere be safe. Happy, healthy, and heavies, including ourselves. May all beings be free. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your practice. So, just a few words about the arc of our practice. So, started as always with the body, with receiving the breath, and the invitation I had was to take this gesture of arms open wide in your heart, as if you're opening your heart wide, wide, receiving the breath in the body in this moment. Like the sense of yes, hello life, hello breath, hello sensations, hello this passing moment, just this open gesture to life, to this moment, and to feel into how that gesture, because sometimes we have this gesture of, oh, I don't know, but this gesture of openness to whatever is arising in this moment, especially with the breath and the body. So that was the invitation to arrive in the body. And then I invited you to bring to mind someone with whom you have an easy relationship, the dear being, easy being, and bringing to mind some difficulty, just a little bit of difficulty they're having, and wishing them well. So just a very gentle compassion, priming the heart. And then after we primed our hearts with the easy being, the invitation was to either bring to mind someone you're having some minor irritation with, or stay with the same dear being who, relationships are complicated. Your dear being could still be irritated with, right? About something minor. And to have this generosity of wishing them well. Again, it's not about condoning the harm. It's not about that. But it is about seeing their humanity, that they have this complex life and issues and insecurities and pain, or whatever it might be that you're not even aware of. You're not in the center of their world. You're the center of yours, as we always are. And just try on for size. What does it feel like if I'm the secret Santa and just being generous with my goodwill for this other person? They would never know that I'm wishing them well. I'm wishing them ease. I'm wishing them freedom from whatever is ailing them right now. Just try it on for size and then see how you feel about them, about this irritation. How are you feeling in your own life? And I am curious, actually. How are you feeling? What happened in this practice? I can tell you that as I was practicing, this is my practice report, as I was practicing it and bringing to mind someone I have a minor irritation with, oh, there was just feeling happy for them, just pouring my care, wishing them well, wishing them ease. And there was so much friendliness coming that this irritation just, it's not, it kind of, it melted away. And that wasn't the intention. I wasn't trying to melt away the irritation. It just melted. It was like, that's not, it, because the irritation bothers me, right? It hurts me. It hurts us, right? When we're irritated, upset. Just when it melts away, there's a sense of openness, wishing them well. They're in the world doing whatever you're doing. I don't want to be hurting because of whatever I'm hanging on to. So that is the invitation. And I'm sure there are a lot of questions and things can come up about what if about this? What if that? So we're going to have some time to explore together in small groups, sharing as little or as much as you wish from your practice, what came up, what being held witness for your own sake, and then we'll come back to the big group and we'll share some we'll share some questions and responses and reflections together. Okay. So again, the question, the reflection for the Q&A for the small groups is, how was this practice for you? How did your heart feel? What did you notice about the invitations? And if you want to say pass, you can always say pass. Again, remember you're exploring for your own sake out loud. You're not educating or informing. And if you choose to bring something from the world, remember to keep a dharmic perspective. Okay. So with that, I'm going to create the breakout rooms. Let's go in alphabetical order. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Be kind, be kind, be kind. That's really the only thing to remember. And how wonderful to have fellow practitioners that we can just spend like 7, 8 minutes to talk with. So, all right, I'm going to open the rooms. Here we go. We have some time for reflections, questions, comments. So take it away. What do you think, Serena?
Yes, I was considering the possibility of holding, you know how sometimes you, you do want to send that to the other person who's having a difficult time, but you also kind of are not in a really great place yourself. And I'm wondering whether there is the possibility of being able to send metta simultaneously to oneself and the other person. So that was really the new thought that occurred to me during this discussion group today.
Great. Yeah, I appreciate that that came up for you. That is fantastic. Serena, sometimes it's very skillful if we're hurting ourselves to actually send metta to both people. May both of us who are entangled in this way, who are irritated at one another in this way, may we both have ease. So yes, I'm glad that came up for you. I've led it that way many times before, and yet I'm delighted that this came up for you organically, which means that now it's really going to click because now you're really going to do it.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Serena. This is so great. Yeah, it's a great practice. Jerry.
Thank you, and thanks. I joined a bit late, but the subject of being irritated and how it then can affect a whole series of people. So I was in an elevator. I was in the UK working, and in this elevator, and the place was very hot in Europe right now, and the elevator was partly air conditioned, I would say, and in a very crowded place with lots of people, and this young woman with a small child, maybe a few weeks old, her mother was holding it, and she had this foldable carriage. And I guess she touched the heel of some other woman who then came around and gave her a deep lecture about, don't you ever touch the heel of my shoe with your carriage. And so I thought, oh my goodness, this is not helpful in this very crowded, hot elevator. So then she touched mine, and she said, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, no worries, we're all going to the same place. And it just sort of like, and she smiled because I thought, I want to make a statement here without, like it was in the moment, very in the moment. And it was probably because I had meditated in the morning thinking, I have to go to Italy for this wedding and I really don't want to be in this heat. But I thought, you need to meditate because who knows what's coming. And this was an example of something. And I wouldn't have been probably in that moment because I was irritated myself a bit because everything was crowded and I was running a bit late because everything that I had planned was, I mean, like I made the flight, but it was longer than I thought.
Yeah, thanks for sharing this, Jerry. This is particularly the nuances of the story that you shared. I especially appreciate, you share that it was hot and it was like, it was just, conditions for being irritated were quite available, with the heat, and the elevator, people feel cramped, and especially in your case, you're traveling and all. And yet, what the beauty of what I'm hearing is both the groundedness of practice, like, oh yeah, this is going to be a tough day. So, all right, let me ground myself. And when this poor woman with the carriage and the child, how stressful that must be, right? Having a child and he, in the hot and like an elevator, and having just got a lecture from this other person with their high heels, and like, it's okay, we're going the same way. Like, oh, what a gift that must have been, both to her as well as other people who were probably feeling, uncomfortable hearing this poor mother being lectured at, because, it's not her fault. She's not trying to ram. It's just like, it's hard. So what a gift. What a gift that you gave, and we can give by being grounded, by cultivating a heart of kindness. It's yeah, what a gift. What a gift, both to yourself, because you could have been irritated, right? And it would have just, and you would have had even a worse day then. So thank you for sharing that story. What a lovely story. Thank you, Jerry.
It comes from the work we do here.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you
And thank
so
you
much.
for
And thanks for spreading it in the world. In elevators in Europe. I love it. Thank you, Jerry. It's beautiful. Stephanie.
See, that worked. So it's funny because when you said, someone with whom you have a little issue, or however you put it, I, of course, ran to the person I have the biggest issues in the world with.
No.
No,
Okay.
I did. And what I realized with a smile on my face is I really don't have huge issues with her anymore. I know what her background is. I know why she's the way she is. Does she still drive me crazy at times? Yes, but all I have to do is think loving kindness, and all the irritation goes away. And that's almost scary how easy it is.
Wow. I'm loving the smiley on your face. Can you say a little more? It's how scary, how easy it is. I mean, I think you're joking or in the scariness, but
No,
how does your
it's scary to be able to let go of anger that easily.
Why is it scary?
I was a bullied kid. I have been an abused adult, and I think in some ways, anger that I have at people about that keeps me going. And to let go of that anger and just say what is scares the living bejesus out of me.
Okay, so let's pause there. This is this. So, okay, great. Let's hang in here. So,
Somebody put your hand up quick.
what is it? So the anger keeps you going. Let's examine that belief. If that belief is actually serving or not serving.
It's not serving me now. It has served me in the past. And yeah, there's probably not a woman in this group to whom things, probably not many men either, but to whom things haven't happened that they didn't want happening in any kind of an approach or a sexual manner. And being angry at that's easy. But letting go of that, because I don't need to be angry. I don't know. It's scary. It's like you took my defenses away.
Ah,
Not my.
let's examine that. So here's the thing. See the what I'm trying to drive towards, and thanks for hanging in here, Stephanie. And it's not just about you. This is something, it's a case in point. This is you're really a teaching point for and the case of being human, because what many of us think is that we think anger is protective. We think that anger is going to protect us from future harm. And it's not necessarily anger that's going to protect us. Anger is corrosive. It leads to so many problems, physically, mentally, depression and physical problems. Anger is not protective. Anger is corrosive. What is protective? We confuse what is actually protective. Is other pro-social ways of protecting ourselves, making space, making different, making distance, or deciding, no, I'm not going to get in these situations. Thank you, but no, thank you. There are many ways we can protect ourselves. I care for you. I care for myself. And also loving kindness. I love myself so much. I'm not going to let you do this to me anymore. Right? And it's not anger. And I care for you. I care for your karma. I'm not going to let you do that. It's just like, so there are so many ways we can protect ourselves in a healthy way. Anger, we think is protective. It's not. So that's what I'm trying to bring up. And you said it already. Oh, it doesn't serve anymore. You know this already. So then why hold on to the fear of, oh, it's just like, so that it's a little still catching up, it sounds like. So.
It's familiar, holding on to something familiar. So
Yeah.
anger, I'll have the fear for a while. And eventually
Yeah.
I'll let the fear go.
Great.
But
And yet you've said it, and so much courage to actually name it, Stephanie. So thank you so much for naming it. And as you already know, you've been practicing for a while. We when we
35
see
years,
it,
give or take.
when we see it, when we see these patterns, we don't have to make, we don't have to open our hands like, oh, let go of the fear. It's like, oh, I see you, fear. I see how holding on to the fear is not serving. Oh, I see you. Okay. And keep seeing that. Keep seeing how it doesn't serve, and just let it be seen. That's all. No, no forcing. No, no crowbar. Just keep
Every
seeing it.
time that I set a boundary and keep it,
Yeah.
I lose more of that fear.
Nice.
It's always been about not being able to say, this is where it ends.
Yeah.
And I
Yeah.
say, this is where it ends.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for engaging. Thank you so much for sharing, Stephanie, and hanging in with the conversation back and forth today.
With the on the spot by Nikki.
Well, it's an invitation to see, right? And both for the sake of this dear being who's Stephanie in this life, with the patterns and thoughts and things that serve or no longer serve, and also for the sake of others, you're really putting into words what so many of us feel. So you're channeling. It's not just about you. It's not personal, Stephanie.
Good.
Yeah, you know that, right?
I do,
Yeah,
actually.
great. So thanks for giving voice to all of this. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah. And for the sake of the Sangha too. Thank you.
All of the hearts.
Oh, yeah, all the hearts. Exactly. CB, I see your hand. What's up?
Going to dovetail into what you guys were talking about with the anger. For me, is like, excuse me, usually I don't like to hold on to anger, but I'm in this situation where the anger feels much more energetic and powerful than the absolute surrender, helplessness, invisibility of not having any power in the situation. I mean, I've tried everything I can. And I know that anger is a hook, it's a hook. And I also I don't know, make peace, or I guess going into another winter with the doors and windows opened, and it's going to be winter in Oakland again and tomorrow probably, so.
So here's what I'm
And still
gonna
I can't breathe. Anyway,
here's what I'm
sorry.
gonna invite you. I'm not gonna suggest stop being angry, like that would be ridiculous. But what I am gonna invite you if is to notice this energy that you shared, this energy of feeling powerful through anger. And it's true because anger is energizing. Otherwise, sometimes we can fall into what you were saying, the sense of powerlessness, or maybe you named sadness or despair, or you didn't, but I'm going to bring it up because again, this is not personal. This is the realm of human beings. And so a couple of things I'm going to invite you to notice. One is notice, the juiciness of anger. And then see what anger is protecting or is masking. Just bring awareness to that. Okay. And there could, as you said, there could be a sense of sadness or grief or being let down or whatever it is. See if that needs some compassion and care and tending. And also with the anger, notice that anger has a honeyed tip and poisonous root. So it feels juicy and yummy, like powerful. And also see how icky it feels, but we usually don't notice it. So these are three things I'm asking you to notice: the juiciness of anger, what it is masking, and what needs care, and also the poisonous root of it, the ickiness of it that again we don't notice. Okay? Just that, just notice. You don't have to get rid of anything. Just keep noticing, bringing awareness.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And
Yeah, despair is under there and feeling uncared. Yeah, like my life doesn't matter. And I know that I'm not the only one in the world that, yeah, just feeling I have special needs when it comes to the air that I breathe. And it's not, yeah, people that pay more money have their right to smoke and their right to vape. Anyway, so
I'm sorry.
and I guess, I'm laughing about it and I really should be crying because it hurts. So anyway, thank you for, I'm not sure what to, I know our time is up, but I'm not sure how to give that. I guess I need to just give that part care, and I'm not sure how that looks without just totally losing it for a day or two and sobbing on the floor.
What if you let yourself sob for a little bit? Just give it. What if you give it an hour? Start with an hour. Give it an hour to really care for the pain and see what happens. This is hard. This is hard, sweetie. Oh, this is hard. Oh, this is hard. Yeah. Thank you, CB. Ah, thank you, dear ones. And I want to share this also. Jerry, who is an MD, shares persistent anger apparently shortens life expectancy from recent research by 10 years. Holy cow. Thank you, Jerry. Thanks for sharing that research. So there it is. Thank you all for your practice. May we all have the protection of a generous heart of loving kindness for the sake of ourselves and others. May all beings will be well. May all beings be free. Ding, ding, ding. Thanks, everyone. I'm going to ask you all to unmute yourselves. How do I do that? There we go. Thanks, everyone. Take
Take
care.
care. Thanks, Nikki.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thanks,
everyone.
Thanks,
everyone.
Thanks,
everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks very much, Nikki.
Thanks.
Thank
Take
you.
care. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Good night, Sanka.
Bye.
Thank you.